Cyprus with Buzz Ayaz.
Σαν να μένω χώρο. Να πατήσουμε τον καρπό να κινήσει. Μια στη φιλοζά θέλω μόνο. Τόσο χαρούμα το γλυκό μας να κλείσει. Κον τον εγγυώνα μου γερό. Πάμε βουρτί για να δούμε τα μπέλια. Μες στον ύπνο μου τα κλαίνια τους φορώ. Που φύτεψαμε με καμού και με γέλια. Και κουρτίζουμε.
Τι τσαμπάζει αγιάς. Με κουρώνεις καρτάς. Πας τα στέρκα τα κάλα. Και καθροίζουν για μας.
Our friends from Monsieur Dimani and Trio Teke are back. Founder member of both those groups, Antonis Antoniou, has now started a new ensemble hailing from Cyprus's divided capital, Nicosia. The new group is called Buzz Ayaz, and as you heard, it's a wild mixture of that very 70s organ sound, microtonal Anatolian melodies, fuzzy synths, dubby electronics, and pounding beats. The full Buzz Ayaz album is out on the 30th of August, and they're coming over to the UK for a few dates in September. We're planning to catch up with them around that time and hopefully get them into the studio for a session. Over the next hour tonight here on Music Planet, we've got sounds from Indonesia, China, Azerbaijan, Mali, and lots from Romania. But first, here's a group that I met over in Canada a few weeks ago at the Vancouver Island Music Festival, where the organisers delight in putting a variety of artists on the same stage, and then they expect them, somehow, with no rehearsal, to find a way of playing something together. It's absolutely terrifying for the musicians, but audiences love it. And I was partnered up with this band, Tio Chirinho, a couple of times, and somehow we managed to combine Afro-Brazilian choro with Northumbrian pipes. There isn't a recording of that collaboration, thank goodness. So I'll play you a Tio Chirinho track from their own new album, Tempestuoso.
Prisioneira de espinho, esperando por amor. Beija-flor, bicho menino, busca linda rosa-flor. Prisioneira de espinho, esperando. Pra te encontrar, ia Rundê, Rundendê, ia Ei, ia Seu terreiro é meu congá Oh, ia Ei, ela, ia Oh Beija-flor é sem destino É cigano a viajar No caminho da esperança praia, beija-flor é sem destino, é cigano a viajar, arco-íris no caminho da esperança praia. Ele me voa Ai, andeira, iê, iê Ei, iá Chegou pra te encontrar Moça linda flor, exalando seu amor, vive livre pra sonhar, seu amor pra me levar. Rosa rosa, moça, linda flor, exalando seu amor, vive livre pra sonhar. Seu amor vai me levar.
The Canadian-Brazilian powerhouse of a band, Tio Chirinho, led there by singer Flavia Nascimento. It's great to hear that song again. I heard them play it live a few times over in Canada last month, and it's become part of my summer soundtrack. It's absolutely joyous. And here's another recent release that I've been enjoying. It's Wulansi from Indonesian singer Penny Chandrarini. And although she comes from a very traditional background, this album feels quite experimental. The eight songs dip into traditional Javanese gamelan singing, Balinese chant, string band music of the 1960s, and contemporary improvisation. There are even some experimental instruments and tunings, but Penny's voice is always central. The lyrics are mostly about love and the inner self, and the whole collection has a sense of deep spiritual calm. This song is called Jenang Gula.
Thank you.
Andalusia's Penny Chandrarini, and if you see her live, be warned that her singing has the power to send you into a trance. I've seen her in action. She is absolutely incredible. Actually, if you're at the Edinburgh Festival right now, you might have been lucky enough to catch her there earlier this week. That festival is still in full swing. And next week, you can catch Mustapha Saeed at The Hub. That's Monday, the 19th of August. The next day, at the same venue, you can hear pipa player Wu Man. And also next Tuesday, you can hear Balamaya Project at the Queen's Hall. Those are all part of Edinburgh Festival. So let's hear a couple of those, starting with Mandé Jazz Sensations, Balamaya Project, who blend West African traditions with the sounds of London's music scene. Silk and Bamboo from the live album Distant Mountains from Wu Man, one of the world's foremost players of the pipa, the four-stringed Chinese lute, and Wu Wei. Now, she's a brilliant player of the sheng, a mouth-blown reed instrument constructed of vertical pipes. And remember, Wu Man will be at the Edinburgh Festival next Tuesday with a couple of her fellow players from the Aga Khan Master Musicians. Now, I did promise you a strong dose of Romanian music tonight, and you might remember a couple of months ago I played you some tunes from a fantastic album which sets out to cover 100 years of Romanian music in 100 minutes. Well, we've managed to track down two of the musicians from the band Trei Parale to talk us through some of the tracks, multi-instrumentalist Florin Iordan and violinist Mihai Balabas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Now, we'll hear more from you later, but first of all, let's start with some music. It's a double album. Let's hear the opening track from disc one.
Iubeam, dorule, unde mă culcam, dormeam, dorule. Acum de când te iubesc, dorule, nu pot să mă odihnesc, dorule.
Romanian song from the second half of the 19th century. The title translates as Before I Started Loving You. That's from the band Trei Parale. I've got Florin Iordan and violinist Mihai Balabas here. So can you tell me a little bit about the album in general? What made you decide to take on this challenge of 100 years of Romanian music?
Firstly, we thought about the political event that happened 100 years ago, when Romanians finally unified in a national state, and we thought, let's go back in time, let's make an album that has different instruments, different sounds, let's go back and see how it sounded 100 years ago.
So we just heard that very emotional song, but we're going to have an instrumental now, and Florin, on the album, you're listed as playing flute, end-blown flute, double flute, caval, bagpipes, kobza, viola, zither, dobba, and singing. So which instruments are we about to hear on this particular track?
On this particular track, there is a long flute, which in Romania is called caval. It has five holes and is a melody that has emotional connections with me. It originally was published on an LP that I discovered when I was young at a high school, and I went to a public library and listened to this LP and became very, very interested and wanted to play in traditional music. So, in a way, for me, it started from this particular musician.
And what region is this piece from?
It's from the south, South Oltenia, where flute tradition were rich and the style was sophisticated and complicated, but beautiful.
De la Goitia from the band Trei Parale from Romania. And I have on the line, speaking to me now, Mihai and Florin. And that was an instrumental. And I'm assuming that that was that a dance piece?
Yes, it's a melody for dance, a hora, which is a typical Romanian dance.
We've got another hora coming up later on, but we're going to have a wedding song now from you. And this is not a particularly happy sounding song. Is that typical for wedding songs in Romania?
Yes, when there was a kind of dramatic moment when the bride separated from her family, and this was accentuated by the music, and the song spoke about this changing of the life, giving up the free life as a child and going to another situation with being a wife and dealing with everything that this meant, but I like taking care of a house and raising children.
So she's looking ahead to hard work and hardship in her marriage.
Yes, that was...
Poor girl. And what's the name of this wedding song?
This wedding song is Tu Mirasa Miresuka. Mirasa is the name, Romanian name for bride.
Tu Mirasa Miresuka, Tu Mirasa Miresuka, Tu nimic alt mai gândit până-i mesajul rămân. Tu nimic alt mai gândit până-i nimic alt mai gândit până popa te-a jurat, până popa te-a jurat, în frângerul roșii.
Wedding song there from the band Tre Parole. And I have Florin and Mihai on the line talking to me now. So now we've got another horror coming up. Would this one be very typical of what you'd hear at a village dance?
It's a more specific melody. It's a concert piece that was composed in traditional style, but by one of the famous gypsy musician family, Dinicu. These musicians were invited to play at the international fairs that had been placed at the end of 19th century in different parts of Europe, like Paris and London. And the musicians wanted to show their technical abilities, and they made special melodies for this purpose.
So is that a challenge for you, Mihai, on the violin to live up to that?
Yeah, it was. We didn't record that in one take, so it took us a little bit to do it right.
A challenge. Okay, let's have a listen to it. This is Hora. Do you want to give us the title of it?
Yes, it's Hora Șapte Scări, which the translation is like Seven Stairs.
Romanian horror there, a kind of urban concept piece, probably written around the end of the 19th century. Very sprightly fiddle playing there from Mihai Balavaș. Thanks so much, Mihai, to you and Florin Iordan for talking us through some of the sounds from that recording. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
It's an absolute tour de force of Romanian music, and it's out now on Electrochord Romania. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tekel, and in this week's classic artist slot, I'm going to play you a track from the recent Bongo Joe album, compiled from the archives of Azerbaijani guitarist Ruman Mamadli, all recorded between 1996 to 2002. And what I find fascinating here is that Mamadli takes the instrument and experiments with various new playing techniques, and he's really going for it with the distortion. And then the repertoire he chooses to play is mostly his own reinterpretations of Azerbaijani folk songs, mukhams, the classical music of Azerbaijan, and folk dances. And he plays them in such a raucously intense, almost psychedelic-sounding way. He was born in 1961 in the Fuzuli region of Karabakh, surrounded by the traditional music of the region. In fact, his first instrument was the accordion, but electric guitar is most definitely where his heart lies. Have a listen to this track. Ruman Mamadli playing Leylikan.
Thank you.
I love the intensity of the playing there. Azerbaijani guitarist Rahman Mamadli, known as the man with the singing fingers. And there's a whole album of him available on Bongo Joe Records, Azerbaijani Guitara, Volume 2. Now, let's have a little blast from a French trio called Chuck Boom, who specialise in the traditional music of the region of Poitou.
Et mon père s'en va au bois, ma mère s'en va au noce.
Mon père s'en va au bois, ma mère s'en va au noce.
Le mavion recommandé devant fermer ma porte.
Les oies sont un tout au pays, on m'inquiète à la porte.
Oh, ma porte.
Le m'avion recommandé de me fermer ma porte.
Il est couéré, il est barré avec trois bras d'or.
Les oies sont un tout doté en raquette à la porte.
Oh. Ah, mais mon nom, doudou.
Les oies sont un tout doté en raquette à la porte.
Il est couéré, il est barré avec trois bras d'or.
Ma porte.
Boom with a cracking track from their latest album, Epural. They're from France, but that particular piece has a really French-Canadian sound to me. And I think that some of the French colonists who settled in North America were also from that same Poitou region. Maybe that's the link. And we're reaching the last few minutes of Music Planet tonight. No programme next week due to the proms. We're back on the 31st of August with a repeat of one of my favourite shows with Anushka Shankar, where we just sat down and chose lots of great music for each other and you to listen to. And then in September, I'll be back with legendary producer Joe Boyd, who's going to come in and tell you some stories and play you some tunes. So what better way to end today than with the late Toumani Diabaté and Djarabi from the classic 1988 album Kaira, produced by Lucy Duran and Joe Boyd. Thank you.
the late Tumani Jabate. Music Planet was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Martin Webb.
On BBC iPlayer.
We are not in control of this situation.
We know that these shootings are very upsetting for the community.
It's a gathering storm and I'm worried about anyone who's at the centre of it.
There will be consequences.
A miscultural code of not grassing, we are way beyond that now.
They're all turning on each other.
This ends before it begins.
Revenge runs in the family.
I go down, you go down.
Blood for blood.
Put them down.
We've been in danger before.
But this is different, Rory. Look at me. This is different.
Sherwood, Series 2.
It's on a knife edge out there.
Starts next Sunday on BBC iPlayer.
This is BBC Radio 3. In half an hour, Sir Antonio Pappano and the London Symphony Orchestra are performing Britain's War Requiem at the BBC Proms. So to take us there, Ian Skelly has music on a different scale from some of the brightest young musicians at the moment.
Hello. This week at the BBC Proms, one of Radio 3's recent new generation artists, Timothy Ridout, will play his viola in Mozart's achingly beautiful Sinfonia Concertante. It's not the first time Timothy's played at the Proms. He gave a memorable performance of the Walton Viola Concerto during his time on the scheme. Well, here he is in one of the many studio sessions he took part in during that time, playing alongside Alistair Beetson on piano, the sonatina that Dvorak wrote at more or less the same time he was writing his New World Symphony.